A warm welcome to the Soul Gym Content Creation Program. My name is George Cao, and the reason that I created Soul Gym was because I noticed after teaching some courses about creating content, you know, students were excited during the course. They created. I've run, you know, 7-day challenges for content creation before, and people were relatively consistent. Many were very consistent during those 7 days or during the 6-week course or whatever it is. And then afterwards, I noticed that usually they stop being consistent in their creation, which then prevents them from experiencing all the benefits there are to creating consistently. So why the name Soul Gym? Okay. So first of all, I see content creation as a fitness exercise. Yeah. I call it creativity fitness. It's much like physical fitness, where if you exercise on a regular basis, you stay physically fit and healthy and more vibrant in your energy, which then cascades, has benefits throughout the rest of your life when you keep your physical fitness. Same thing when you keep your creativity fitness strong. Your ability to articulate ideas, to be able to organize and then bring those ideas into a form that can be presented to others, whether those ideas are words that you're typing or speaking or creating art or recording a podcast episode. However, whatever format you use to present your ideas gets stronger and more powerful the more you practice. And that's what we're here for in the Soul Gym Content Creation Program, is we are focusing on our creativity fitness in the support of a community that helps to keep us consistent with that. Because just like physical fitness, if you do not keep up with your exercise, sleep, well-being, nutrition, etc., you get ill, you don't have the benefits of long-term physical health, and of course, the rest of your life isn't as energized and as strong because of your lack of physical fitness. Same thing with creativity fitness. Without the ability to consistently organize, well, first of all, capture the ideas that come to you in any given day or week, and then organize them and then express them in a way that resonates with your ideal reader, ideal viewer, ideal audience member, then the rest of your business doesn't receive the benefits of that kind of authentic expression. And well, the authentic expression. I was going to say, why Soul Gym? One, you could hear the word gym, G-Y-M, you know, is a place for fitness. And you think of this as a place for creativity fitness. But why the word soul? Well, I believe that we don't really find our creative voice by reading about it or by watching my videos, even though I try to inspire you and you find your creative voice by using it, by playing around with it. Just like if, you know, when you are trying to learn how to sing or learn how to speak, you might play around with your voice in various ways. Sometimes you try high notes, sometimes you try low notes, sometimes you try to speak fast or to sing fast, sometimes you try to sing slowly. And then you do exercises and things, which we will do in our program as well. To find your creative and authentic expression requires the continual experimentation of your expression. And by experiencing what it's like to take your life's experience and ideas and then express it more and more and consistently and in front of others. I'll say why later, why that's important, why you can't just find it by journaling on your own, okay? Important. But essentially, by continually practicing the authentic expression, and which means, by the way, being vulnerable, which is especially difficult in the public eye, or even we try to create a safe and warm and welcoming community for that kind of authentic expression that you offer, but it still feels vulnerable. And so we practice that as well. That brings me to the soul element of it. when you express, when you practice expressing, gathering ideas, being sensitive to your life's experience and then and your client's experience and the experience in your industry, those of you who are solopreneurs, you therefore find the connection of your soul to your work. You find the soul's aliveness through your creative expression. I have never felt more aligned with my life's purpose and my real self, one might say, than when I've created so much. By this point, I should mention, I've been consistently creating content since 2014. Yes, I started my business in 2009, but I didn't know about the power of content creation until 2014. So really the first 5 years of my business, I was just selling things, you know, selling programs and services and just working really hard to do my marketing, learning from all the sales funnels and the mainstream ways of marketing that you probably have learned from as well. And I found marketing to be continually difficult, inauthentic, not generous, not genuine. And then I found the power of content creation in 2014 and dedicated myself. I played around in 2014. And then in 2015, I dedicated myself to 100 days of content creation, except for the weekends. I took the weekends off. So 5 days a week, I said, no matter what, I'm going to make a video and write a blog post every single day, no matter what. No matter if I ended up writing just three sentences that day and my video was two minutes of just almost rambling, just word salad, every single day. And by doing it for 100 days, and something you may want to commit to if you join our program, by doing it for 100 days, I discovered my authentic creative voice, or I began that process anyway. And of course, I've continued deepening into my voice and expanding my soul's willingness to express itself publicly through content creation since 2014. And you know what? I played around in 2014. I started to get more courageous about this idea. 2015, I committed to the 100 days. And then interestingly, by the end of 2016, so about a year and a half, 2 years after I started content, authentic, consistent creation, I noticed that something strange happened. I was no longer pushing in my marketing, and yet I had a full client load. I noticed, oh my gosh, by the end of 2016, I had a waiting list of clients without having been pushing in my marketing for at least half a year. And I noticed, wow, it's because they are resonating with my content and therefore saying, hey, do you work with someone like me? You know, so one of the side benefits, I'll say, of Soul Gym content creation, for those of you who are solopreneurs and service providers, is that you tend to create a stable and growing true fan audience, which means, guess what? Your marketing gets easier and easier over the years because people resonate with your energy signature. And then therefore, they want to spend time with you. A lot of people actually decide to hire you, not only because of your skills and the service you offer, but because they want to spend more time with your energy signature. So what does that mean? When you create publicly, you are putting your energy signature out in the world. Your energy signature is everything from how you look, your facial expressions, to how you sound, to how you write. However you express yourself creatively sends out an energy signature in the world. And the more you find your authentic voice and authentic power, which is through the willingness to be courageous and creating consistently, the more you discover that, the stronger your energy signature is. And the more quickly you draw forth, I believe, your soul group. So again, back to the Soul Gym. Public expression has a different level of soul attunement, creativity, fitness, compared to private journaling. Private journaling is fine, but you don't know. You might always be in some kind of a loop with yourself because you're just talking to your own self. And sure, maybe you believe in spirit guides or whatever, you might be channeling, whatever. Whatever you believe in, that's fine. But spirit, with a capital S, doesn't just speak through your own spirit guide, through your own brain and your own body, your own, you know, individual experience. Spirit speaks through you, speaks through me, speaks through all of us here. Spirit speaks through every other human being that's interacting with you in the world, doesn't it? It's not just through your own channeling, right? Spirit speaks through all of us to you, which means that's why the importance of public journaling, not just private journaling, the public expression, authentic willingness, or the willingness to express authentically, creates the resonance from spirit back to you from other human beings, which also, by the way, helps your business a whole lot. So I hope that this is helpful for understanding why Soul Gym Content Creation Program exists. And from here, I welcome you to watch the next video below this, or, you know, there should be a video either below this or in the next lesson, both, then about what the Soul Gym Content Creation Program comes with. And I welcome you to comment below on how this resonated with you. And are you excited to embark on a journey of consistent and authentic practice of your soul's expression through content? Thank you so much for being here, and I look forward to seeing you in the Soul Gym.